This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tabo, welcome to the Power Zone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Happy to be in the Power Zone. Very powerful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's lovely to have you on, and I'm looking forward, of course, to just learning about the work that you're doing, and of course, as we look forward to the photography and sports a fun day. Maybe tell us about the Tabo Flow, this foundation, the Flow Foundation, where it comes from. I know that at least the Flow comes from your middle name, Tabo Flow Mokale, but then how did it all start? Where did it all start for the for this foundation, the Flow Foundation?
Just a little background on me, poet, photographer, actor, performer extraordinaire. So the Flow Foundation is mainly what I do, the things that I love, which is photography, which is sport. I studied sports management at the then Vets Technikon back in the days. So I came back to home and I found that nobody is looking after the children, you know. And I grew up in a community where you played soccer, you did karate, you did ballroom dancing, you did everything, tennis. At a certain time, and there was always people to inspire, people to educate us, people to give us power, man. So when I came back home, kids were just loitering around, and you know what happens when kids loiter around? Numerous things happen that nowadays children are exposed to. They can't interact. They can't problem solve. Short memories and patience span. Attention span. Due to the phone, you know, because they are all about instant gratification. If it's not working, like my 3310 that takes 2 hours to turn on, it gets thrown away. So now seeing what my number sort of stress. Let me see what I can do with what I have. So I started off with teaching them poetry performance. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit. So we had to shift a bit from our education programs to sports. Through sports, I taught them netball, just to occupy their time physically, just away from these black mirrors, man. Because all the time they spend is watching screens, and they are not doing anything besides or beyond that. Then I was like, not everybody is physically fit, you know, or physically
active.
So what else can I do? A lot of them loved art, but in terms of the superficial, then famous type of art, you know. I have got a lot of friends who are in the industry, performers, actors, singers. So I started talking to them to come and just talk to my children, and they started showing interest. And then I moved from then to photography. What I do with photography is we do a lot of photo walks go around the townships, because now everything in their face is negative, alcohol, fights, and all of that. So it was just to change that perspective, you know, and like, can you actually see it in a unique way, in a different way, and can we capture it so that the content and the context of the work reflects positively? I mean, it's obvious. I am glad they are a lot of shit, but what are you doing? What visuals are you showing? You know, because when you look, it's always negative visuals that we don't control. So we started archiving, doing that. My cameras broke. So I moved from DSLRs to actually using mobile devices, because now, as we know, phones are the new photography. So now we have our second exhibition happening on Saturday. I'm so happy. It's called When Toys Were Us.
Yeah, no, before we go into the exhibition, I wanted to just find out, because you are an artist, you know, when I look at it, Thabo, because all of these innovations that you're coming with, you know, the around sports, around poetry, and the likes, they are all, you know, centered around art. And you've managed to just position the foundation as one of those that makes sure that you work with young people to push through the art element. Has it always been in you, this art? You're an artist, so has it always been there? And really, was it an opportunity then to say that my foundation is going to also be centered around the artwork that I've been exposed to over time?
Definitely. Like, there's no other explanation. You are right. Because my thing is, I can't teach them what I don't know.
Yeah.
And I can't maintain the same energy throughout if I'm not interested in what I'm teaching them, you know? Because you have to be excited about, yo, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, because kids, they get bored quickly, like I said, you know? So I do what I can with what I have. And obviously, I'm in the industry. I'm an artist, so I know the ins and outs, the pros and cons. So it's easier for me to say, don't do this, do it like this. Because I've been there, you know. I think this person will be better for you, for your mindset, or for your interest, you know. So everything I do is everything I am. Basically.
That is nice. And it speaks to also issues of skills transfer, to say that really at this point in time, you don't want to just that wisdom that you gained over the years, you don't want to just let it perish. You want a young person to be the one that carries the baton. It speaks to that issues of skills transfer within the spaces that you're working with through the foundation.
Why are you interviewing me? I should be interviewing you. You know, because I mean, those are the answers. Those are the answers. Like, a lot of artists have become so it's my art, you know, so say it's my art, and nobody else can have it. But at the end of the day, art is to inspire, guys. Art is to get the next person to supersede you, to find a new way of saying what you said, of doing what you said. And the only thing you can do is inspire. You know, give them the platform and the bravery and the exposure to that certain art form. Otherwise, innovation will come from them. So we have become so ownership of something that has no business being owned. It's all about innovating. Because if your art form doesn't what you call innovate or elevate, it's stagnant, and art is not that. Art is fluid, guys. You know what? You mix my piano with hip hop, you get something else.
Yeah.
You mix rocks with what you call sand, you get something else. So it's all about mixed media. What else can we do? How can we do something like this? So by doing that, you actually help them to interrogate their environment, themselves, and they grow, you know. Like, for instance, right now, the kids just told me, Malume Bangwizi, Malume Mbuthi, the great, you know. We want to have a photo booth during the sports event. I'm like, a photo booth, but I don't understand that. No, you'll see. So they are brave enough to say, we want to do this. If you don't get it, it's okay. We'll show you, you know. That's what I'm hoping for. Give them platforms to be brave. Give them platforms to be able to make mistakes, question, but in a respectful way. Because right now, they can't talk. Kids can't talk. They want a question, no. You know?
Yeah,
and it limits their focus. It limits their way of thinking, because now you're not interested in language. You're not interested in using your
I wanted to also just go there as well, Thabo, to say they are the recipients of all of this, the young ones. Was it intentional from you to say that as a foundation, we're going to make sure that we target the young ones? And the young ones, those very young ones, how have they been receiving the services that you're bringing through your foundation in the communities? I mean, you speak about just a lot of social ills that exist in communities, kids are demotivated. They don't have sports grounds and the likes, those kind of facilities that used to exist back in the years. They're not playing the netball, the soccer, you know, local soccer. They're not there anymore. These things, you know, where you find them exist, it's in, you know, one or two areas where, you know, it's not like widespread like it used to be in the past. How are they not receiving you, and was it intentional really to target the young ones here?
Like, I'll repeat this question. Why are you interviewing me? It is intentional. Yeah. There is sports fields have become, sports grounds have become a drug den where they come and sit and smoke and, you know, or they are becoming, the rubbish bin, you know, because the people who are supposed to inspire them, because now you have no money to buy bulb. You have no money for the first aid kit. You have no money to do certain things. It's challenging, hectic. And when you think of going to the ground, you think, these kids are disrespectful. Why should I, you know? So they've become a place where people dump stuff, where people dump babies, where people pamper things, all of these nasty things. And because they are not being used. And then when you say you want to use them, it's a back and forth that goes there. No, Chief, you must understand that, in fact, we must now, you know, distribute and all of that. And I'm like, no. Right now I'm fighting trash that flows into the ground when it rains. And we have to be cleaned that the ground. Hey, man, in 2008, people's defecation, urination, it was so disgusting. Yeah. So that now the kids are coming alive. You know, we have from standard, from ages of 3, 4, five, up until 19 years old, you know, and we have to constantly innovate to engage with them. So it was very intentional to use these places that are in front of their eyes for the right reason. And then now, as we know, in the townships, there's seasons of sports. Seasons, what? We don't know seasons, you know? So we try as much as we can to provide spaces for them to engage or to compete.
Do you see them warming up to what you're bringing to the table?
Yes. Now I'm coming around the corner.
Yeah.
So my thing is, the motto of the foundation is the Flow Foundation, founded in fun. So anything I do, it needs to be based in fun. Without fun, no, there's just too much pressure. So I usually have monthly fun days, or monthly sports days, or monthly art days, or monthly fashion, what. So every last Saturday of the month, there must be something, you know. Even if it means we're just watching movies, or we're just playing a party, or anything. But like I said, my interest has shifted largely to sports. So we have competitions where everybody gets a medal, man. Everybody gets a medal. Everybody gets to compete. Everybody gets to participate. So that you feel good over a medal, you know, for the first time. So you can come back. So who knows? That spark that we've brought up will turn into something, you know. We're trying to, as much as we can, to introduce them to professionals who are currently practicing the type of art form that they are, or the type of sport that they are doing. Expose them. Can I say the hike? You know, let's go hiking. Let's go picnicking. To us, or to the normal person, or to the people who are exposed, this is like, what? But to someone who that's something. That's something that you cannot imagine. I was so surprised when I first took my kids to hiking, but like in the genie. And sitting down with them, all 50 of them, the ones that came, and just asking, you know, the questions, the answers that I got were like amazing. Or on the TV, then but yeah, why see ends? You know, helped mental state, because stress So when you hike, you get to interact with yourself mainly. So yeah, that's where we are, exposing them to anything that will help them. Theater, market theater, they used to help me out at DGT. You know, matinees on Sundays, take a few kids who are interested to watch shows. You know, so funny. So stage, I think, to the normal child, well, say, look, it's something that they not, it's not in their mind. They want, they like, but it's so far away, you know? It's like, oh, I go overseas and I'm not supposed to be doing this. And then when you actually give them that, you give them power to dream of something else, you know? If una dreamaka wona show, start dreamaka who actor in a show or write a show. Or so that's another thing that give them what they dream, what they see on TV. I started giving them, buying them fish, you know, goldfish, like simple thing. Goldfish, ishwang no. Now they're not wondering, oh, how do you feed it? Oh, how do you do this? Because now they're dreaming about, Malume, can we own an octopus? That's a veterinarian there. Or can I leave it some Baba the ocean? Yeah. So even at school, you know, we say, participate. It's not enough to say, I play netball. What else are you interested in? I don't care. You must have another interest. It could be mountain climbing. It could be a contortionist, whatever. Just have another interest that will keep you busy.
You mentioned the theater there, Wenaflo, to say that really the support that you've been receiving, at least with tickets and the likes. I wanted to just come in there to say as well that, you know, in the work that you do, you are an artist. You know very well how the industry works and the likes, the shortcomings and the likes. When you basically were positioning your foundation to still continue doing work within this space, is there some sort of support that maybe you're targeting or you're getting from a government or from institutions, strategic institutions like your theaters and the likes, in terms of the work that you're doing, so that you keep the fire burning and then you can accommodate as many young kids from various communities, not just in Katlehong, but also widespread as possible?
There is support, there isn't support. I'll tell you why. Support, like if you give me two bob, when you know that I need 5 rands to go through the year, I won't say you're not supporting, you are supporting, but I would like to be more consistent, like you said, so I can go to Soweto and say the program is running, guys. Let's have theater here, theater there. So now, It's bits and bits. And I appreciate very much. But we need to do more. In terms of sports and government, hey, you know, Bantusa Mole Mumwanga Honang, but there's always tears.
And you also need facilities, Flo. I mean, if you're saying that you're pushing for development of young kids, you know, the first question would be, where are you training these kids? Where are you, you know, meeting with them and the likes? You know, that is one elephant in the room that needs to be addressed.
Hey, that elephant keeps gaining weight, you know? Hey, that elephant doesn't want to go away. Honestly, like I said, I will always say, I do what I can with what I have. I started using the park before he gave Anali Dipalo. A friend of mine, Aubrey, helped me out with making poles. Normal park. What can we do here, guys? So they started seeing spaces as not just spaces to just, they are empty there. What else can we do? Photography. Exhibitions. We are using houses, brother. We're using houses. Your house could be an exhibition space. Because now, if we are waiting on government, please help. It's not going to happen. And if it happens, it happens when somebody is supposed to hand in the budget, and now they are trying to fill it, the finance. But no, we did this. You are not like Khatez, guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, it is so tiring. You come at the end of the year, with one kit, NADC in your room because you couldn't sell it, and then you're saying, ah, no, because now I had my hand in my
portfolio.
Flow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it is so painful, you know? And then you expect these children to be proud, to be saying, I'm an athlete, but I cannot do it. But you're my counselor, you pass here every day. You even piss on the corner that we play at. You don't have the full kit, you know? You don't have first aid, physiotherapy. So, but the thing is, it's easy to say, I don't have. What do you have, Flo?
What do you have? Because at the end of the day, still the work needs to be done. But I wanted to find out from you as we inch into the top of three. Let us in on the photography and sports fun day. That is expected to see a hive of activity. What can we expect to see happen on this day, Flo?
Man, 200 kids. That I'm catering for 200 children. You must understand, 200. It's not a child's play, but it will be soccer, it will be netball, it will be chess. I just introduced chess right now, and it will be a photographic exhibition. Each one has their own department. They'll be competing. I'm talking to friends to get medals, to get trophy, you know, to get Boma sweatbands, any little trinkets that the kids can get. We're going to have dance-offs, we're going to have face paint, we are looking to get color powders so that it will be just like wild, wild madness of fun. And then at the exhibition, like I said, we are talking to people around, houses around the court that we use when people come to visit us as lavatory or to get water, to set up our exhibition spaces on their fences for prints that we have, and then digitally we're going to set up screens. So 9 o'clock we start, we do the photo walk, the kids talk about their pictures, why, the concept, and what's so interesting about their own concepts, and then from there on we move on to sports, right? And then during sports is like under 13, under 15, that's soccer. And netball is under 17, under 15, under 18, under 10. And then, obviously, there's parts where we play with them. I love that.
Yeah, no, look, man, we can only wish you everything of the best where so this awesome. Is concerned and the work that you do. If people want to maybe find out some more about Thabo Flo Mokale and the work that you do, are you on the social media pages? Is the foundation on the social media? How can people actually just look you up?
I just returned from a depression state because of this. So you can find us on Facebook, the Flo Foundation, THEFLO Foundation, not W, the Flo Foundation, or K1 Phoenix is the name of the sports club, K1 Phoenix Rising Axenix. On Instagram is also K1 Phoenix or Founded in Fun. We are there. Rather, WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp me on 084-435-9995. Because we're looking for meals. We are looking for hot dogs. We are looking for anything you can bring. We are looking for you to come say, I got a kilo bona if this is really real.
Yeah.
You
know, so you're saying, where is it taking place?
Kokatlehong, Ekuruleni in the East Rand. K1, home yabo pesta, credit section. You won't miss it. Alternatively, you can get in touch with me on those platforms, and then we can, of course, man.
Flo, we wish you everything of the best, man, and thank you very much for making time. And we'll touch base on the work that you continue doing as a foundation, and we'll just keep supporting you where we can to ensure that we raise awareness. But yours is a very important foundation, well poised to address issues, social ills from a young age, where the young ones are concerned, working with them. And we can only wish you everything of the best, especially where the photography and sports fun day is concerned as well.
No, thank you very much. I have to say, you guys are always coming through for me. No, get up yourself.
Sure, man. Tabo Flo Mokale, our guest this morning, coming through from the Flow Foundation. You heard him say that you know, everything is welcome. You're welcome to just support them in terms of this day that they're inching to. This is going to be on the 3rd of December there in Katlehong K1. This is where they'll be having a photography and a sports fun day. Theirs is a foundation, really, that is catering for children in the township, but just based in Katlehong, but they have works in Sharpeville, Soweto, in Alex, and they've been doing a lot of work around photography, around sports, around social cohesion, working with young ones. You had him about 200 of young people will be gathering for that event in Katlehong, and he's just wishing that, you know, he can just spread it, and you guys at home can offer your support. But that's where we leave it for the power zone this morning. Thank you very much for joining in, for your calls, for your contributions, for all of our listeners, all of our guests this morning. Kanyisa Boy, but you know, Mafude Moswane, for coming through. Lebo Chilwane, Tabo Flo Mokale. It was a jam-packed show.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.